Being different has an advantage. Whether you are different because of the color of your skin, orientation, race, nationality, gender, and any other elements that makes you stand out. Being different is a blessing in disguise. It is often hard to understand because of the baggage it brings. May it be pleasant or unpleasant. But when fully understood and embraced, it is a magical feeling that transcends us to a utopia of deep creativity and happiness. All spoken and written words have deep meaning depending on the context. And sometimes we don't pay detailed attention to the words we use. Do you want to be in a good place or no place? I realized the words E-U-T-O-P-I-A, utopia, means the good place, which differs from U-T-O-P-I-A, utopia, no place. Both are imaginary heaven we create, but only one can be actualized. Do you want to be in an utopia, a paradise that is realistically possible, or utopia, a heaven that is only a dream? The choice is yours to make. Welcome to another episode of Passion Utopia. I am your host, Kelly Dowd. In the previous episode, we looked at fashion psychology, the art of self-respect and happiness, with our great guest, Fudin Pierce. In the next episode, we shall look at the final part of fashion psychology, embracing difference and attaining self-actualization, with another great guest, Michael Casson, founder of Playground of Empathy. But for now, let us examine self-actualization, understanding the power of being different. In the words of a wonderful friend, John Lackey, I used to think being different was bad, but being different can have advantage. It makes you stand out for whatever reason it is, and only you know what makes you different. It makes you an essential element or ingredient to the society. Take for instance, if you look at the car, it is just a car, right? With many components that make it function properly. You have the tires, the engines, mirrors, steering wheel, the chairs, all different parts of car. They are all unique but needed to make the car function properly and efficiently. That is how we are in the society. We are all uniquely gifted and different, one way or the other, but need each other to make the society function properly. Another analogy is, an organization or institution needs all its components to be effective and serve its purpose. Depending on the type of business, size, and model, the organization needs the operation team, the human resources team, the finance team, the administrative team, legal, and the board of directors to properly execute its goals and objectives. Self-actualization is the point where you have come to terms with who you are as an individual, which makes you or take into account what your life journey has been, the skills acquired, your potentials, and knowing what you can and cannot control. Now, let's break down the essential components of self-actualization. Before I dive into this component, the term self-actualization owes its origin to the humanistic psychological theory, most notably the theories of Abraham Maslow. Maslow coined the term self-actualization to describe the growth of an individual towards fulfillment of their highest needs. Those most advanced concepts and big questions humans struggle with, such as pursuit of the meaning of life. Maslow believed in and created a psychological hierarchy of needs. Many of us already are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the pyramid. The fulfillment which accumulates the realization of person's being value, the very top of the pyramid, which symbolizes meaning. The first component is understanding what makes you different. Being different does not make you a victim, but an asset to the society. It leads you to be able to look beyond the obvious because you feel like an outsider, and you see things others don't see. Being different makes you hungry and gives you the energy to fight harder. The second component is identifying and overcoming shame. According to our famous researcher, Dr. Brené Brown, shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Sometimes we experience done or failed to do make us unworthy of connection. However, healthy or positive shame is a gift that can be held in moving us towards positive thinking and behavior. It is specific in its focus. When we identify those factors that bring us shame, label them, and define a strategy to avoid them, we tend to feel better and more healthy. The third component of self-actualization is honesty and giving up manipulation. Becoming more honest with yourself is very important in the realization of who you are as an individual. There are many ways we avoid circumstances that put us at the point of confronting our fears. Because of fear, we try to prevent crucial conversation and feelings in our lives that need to be addressed. But emotional agility, we can attain the level of honesty and avoid manipulating our life-changing decisions. We create a defense mechanism to shield us from the obvious and give us a temporary haven that we don't need. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. The fourth component of self-actualization is knowing your culture. Realistically speaking, we all have individual cultures aside from what we were taught as kids, learned at various institutions, and what the society, you know, we inhabit ascribed. Our personal culture differs. What we do when we get up in the morning, how we chat, how we eat, how we associate with people, and so on, are very different. Understanding your personal culture sets the pace for knowing who you are as an individual. It is more like your daily rituals. It's what makes you comfortable and does no harm to others. The fifth component of self-actualization is authenticity. According to Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, the term authentic is used either in the strong sense of being of undisputed origin or authorship, or in a weaker sense of being faithful to an original or reliable, accurate representation. To say that something or someone is authentic, it is to say that it is what it professes to be and what it's reputed to be in origin or authorship. Being authentic is the most excellent feeling ever, and it's contagious because people around know and feel your power of authenticity. In some cases, they even tell you that, oh my God, you are so authentic and I feel great when I am next to you. Some people even go further to appreciate you for being who you are because they feel that, yes, you are genuine in all that you do and say. Mahatma Gandhi, Viktor Frankl, and Nelson Mandela may serve as an example of authentic people, and each personifies the reality of self-actualization. At risk of his life, Gandhi utilized civil disobedience for purpose of freedom. Frank was a Holocaust survivor who never relinquished his grasp of life's meaning. And Mandela maintained an attitude and meaning of life, even when he was in prison. We live in times of increasing divides, selfish concerns, and individualistic pursuits of power. I fear Maslow's conceptualization of self-actualization and the vision of humanity that was prevalent among the humanistic psychologists of the 60s and 70s has been lost in this generation. Guess what? All hope not lost. There are essential processes of achieving self-actualization. Again, we have identified the essential components of self-actualization. Now, let's take a look at how we can, you know, welcome and embrace these components by examining the essential processes of self-actualization. Frankly, there are many ways of attaining self-actualization, but I would like to point out how you can use your unique difference to achieve self-actualization. First is acceptance. Accepting the elements that make you different may be your race, your sexual orientation, ideology, gender, nationality, and whatever it is, and understanding that life is a process. We are a part of it, and we are all interconnected. There are things you can and cannot control, and it is okay to recognize that. Another process would be to stay authentic. Be authentic in all that you do, because it will bring you peace, happiness, and enhance your creativity. Because you are not pretending to be another person. You are just you. Also, you can become a creator by channeling your creativity into something that can help others around you. I mean, the list of processes goes on, from acknowledging and embracing your difference in developing emotional intelligence, would help you see things better and act better in any given circumstances. Another important process of attaining self-actualization is welcoming diverse perspective and change. I know that sounds like a lot, because let's be honest, change is scary. And our ascribed ideologies, cultures, and norms have made us see people that don't look like us as outsiders. But sorry, my friend, we need each other. However, change can be a gradual process of learning new perspective and understanding how we are interconnected. Another process, you know, of self-actualization is avoiding intoxication and to love yourself. All those things you fall back to, remember, you cannot give what you don't have. How are you supposed to love others if you don't love yourself? It is not a selfish act, but a realistic element of life. Being different is acknowledging and knowing the big picture that you are part of. Aligning yourself with the process of the universe, knowing what you think differently, but you are a part of a society that is interconnected. We want meaningful, lasting change. We need to get clear on the differences between shame and guilt and call for an end to shame as a tool for change. That also means moving away from labeling and making others feel bad for being different. When I am confronted with challenges that I believe needs change, I tend to, you know, take time to think, process the situation, look at it from different, you know, perspective before making or jumping into conclusion. I understand change is very scary, and I understand a lot of people don't want to have the conversation because they feel, oh no, I am used to this norm, I am used to this particular culture. But if you search deep within yourself, you know that yes, it is time. It is time to take that leap of faith. It is time to open your hands and welcome people. I get it. I understand you. But in order for you to attain self-actualization, you need to process all this. You need to think about the whole component. You need to think about the whole processes. That is how you can get to that point of self-actualization. Next week, we shall look at the final part of fashion psychology, embracing differences and attaining self-actualization. I understand that this episode is very short because guess what? I don't want to give everything away. Next week, I will have a wonderful guest here to give you more details on self-actualization, shame, embracing difference, you know, and understanding how you can attain that height of self-actualization. Thank you so much, and do have a wonderful week ahead.